This summer was one of Philadelphia's hottest on record, and for people living outside, the heat was dangerous. The city had declared around a half dozen code reds so far this year to help protect people who are living outside. From WHYY's News' climate desk, Sophia Schmidt reports, a group of advocates say the city needs to do more to keep unhoused people safe from the heat.
28-year-old Honey became homeless this spring after she lost her job as a blackjack dealer. When she couldn't make rent, she started staying at friends' houses, shelters, and sleeping outside in parks. We're not using her last name because she worries about family and prospective employers finding out she's homeless. This summer, Honey slept outside during two heat waves.
And how was it? Like, how did your body feel sleeping outside during those?
Drained, hot, sweaty, tired. I didn't have water readily available to me unless I was at the library and drink water beforehand. So just very uncomfortable, to say the least.
Summers are getting more dangerous for unhoused Philadelphians like Honey. Human-caused climate change fuels heat waves and the conditions for wildfires that can blanket the city with smoke. Some homeless service providers and advocates say the city needs to do more to protect unhoused Philadelphians from heat. A group called the Good Works Coalition wrote a letter this summer pushing city officials to treat heat more like they treat cold. Dr. Tricia Ackrey leads Courage Medicine. It's a local nonprofit that provides medical care mostly to people experiencing homelessness.
We've just been seeing bigger storms, longer heat waves, higher temperatures. It's a changing weather pattern too. You know, I mean, I think we're learning that we need more resources in the summer, just like we have in the winter.
During cold snaps, when the city declares a code blue, it extends hours at senior centers, rec centers, and libraries to serve as warming sites. The past two winters, they've opened several of these centers overnight. In extreme heat, the city opens up similar cooling centers during the day, but most of these cooling centers close at night. Max Ray Reek says that's a mistake. He's an organizer with the Philly Homeless Union.
Overnight is so important. Like, people get really sick because their bodies can't cool off when they're trying to sleep.
The city did keep one site in Kensington open 24/7 during heat waves this summer. And as part of a separate initiative, it added hundreds more beds to the emergency shelter system this year. But city officials say heat is different from cold and warrants a different response. Cheryl Hill directs the city's Office of Homeless Services.
Code blue, just being outside, you know, during those, that temperature for any extended period of time, it becomes extremely dangerous. Code red, we are still checking on individuals and trying to make sure that they have the water and the resources that they need, but it's not the same type of emergency.
A spokesperson for the Department of Public Health says the city is not currently considering a 24/7 network of cooling centers. That's because during heat waves, temperatures drop at night. But several homelessness researchers told WHYY News that nighttime heat can still be dangerous for people living outside. Dr. Evan Michael Shannon is a physician who works with UCLA's Homeless Healthcare Collaborative.
If your body doesn't have that opportunity to kind of cool off, both literally and figuratively, overnight, then you are maintaining that strain on the cardiovascular system for a prolonged time. And the more strain that occurs, the higher risk you have of having something happening with your heart or your blood vessels or your organ systems.
Barbara Lear slept outside during a heat wave in early July when the temperature topped 100 degrees 3 days in a row.
I try to find places that keep cool, shaded areas, things of that sort.
She says the muggy heat made her asthma worse, and she ended up in the hospital.
You know, it can get so hot outside that I can barely breathe.
Lear says the city should open multiple 24-hour cooling centers as a safe place for people to go. From the Climate Desk, I'm Sophia Schmidt, WHYY News.